from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. One of the nation's most restrictive bans on abortion is a step closer to being repealed.
With a vote led by Democrats, a bill to repeal the 1860s-era abortion ban was approved in Arizona's House. Two previous attempts have been blocked by Republicans, now approved with three Republicans crossing party lines. It will head to Arizona's Senate to be voted on next week. Republican leadership, including former President Trump, have called on Arizona lawmakers to repeal the old law and to instead rely on a newer 15-week abortion ban on the books in the state. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Supreme Court today heard for the first time arguments about how state abortion bans might violate federal health care law. Another day of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses across the country. Students at the University of Texas at Austin calling on the school to cut financial ties with Israel. The school says at least 10 people have been arrested. House Speaker Mike Johnson, speaking at Columbia University, calling on the school's President Shafik to resign.
I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafik to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
The University of Southern California is closing its campus to the public as the demonstrations continue. President Biden has signed a $95 billion bill, which will supply aid to Ukraine, Israel, and nations in the Indo-Pacific.
The path to my desk, it was a difficult path. It should have been easier and it should have gotten there sooner. But in the end, we did what America always does. We rose to the moment. We came together. And we got it done.
The Pentagon's approved $1 billion in military aid today for Ukraine. Investigators searching a wooded area of Long Island, New York, as part of the ongoing Gilgo Beach murders investigation. You're listening to ABC News. The Biden administration has finalized a rule expanding overtime protections for lower-salaried workers. Details from ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This is a major expansion of overtime. Right now, salaried workers earning under $35,000, you qualify for overtime under federal law if you work for more than 40 hours a week. Well, the Labor Department says that in July, that salary threshold is going to expand. So that includes people earning up to $44,000.
The threshold will rise again come January. The European Union says it's going to investigate whether China is using unfair methods to deny companies access to its medical device market. China says that smacks of market protectionism. Questions are growing about the relationship between North Korea and Iran.
North Korea's state news agency announcing their economic delegation is in Iran. The last time a senior North Korean official visited the country was in 2019, and the visit comes just days after Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel, with Pyongyang and Tehran suspected of having close military ties. The two countries are under international sanctions for their weapons programs, and both are suspected of having close military ties to Russia. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
About a quarter of Americans over age 50 who haven't retired yet say they don't think they ever will. A new study by AARP finds another 25% have no retirement savings, and 70% are worried about prices rising faster than their income. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.